I can't believe it's been almost a year since we did the National War College. May of 2023, I looked it up.
Yeah, I remember us talking about the Naval War College, at least part of it.
We did mention that there were other colleges. Like, that was one of the things that surprised me.
It does seem just like yesterday.
I agree.
But in that episode, we learned about the Naval War College and that it's actually older than the National War College. It began in 1884.
The National War College did start in 1907, and it started under another name and officially became the National War College back in 1946.
Okay, so all that is true, but they're going to have to go back and listen about the War College, because we're not going to get into that here. Us. Let's get started.
This is Wildcat Dojo Conversations.
Hi, and welcome to the show. I'm Sensei Michelle.
I'm Sensei Jackie, and our returning guest is Sensei Derek. Hi, Sensei. Anything new?
Hello. We all have our pros and cons in life, but overall, in a good state. So I'm very happy to be here.
Adulthood is simultaneously new and old at exactly the same time every day. Okay. How lucky are we to finally have you back in town, Landon? It is awesome. How you been?
I'm good, and I'm glad to be back here.
Anything exciting to tell?
Life is good. We're getting close to summer.
School's not too far away from ending. On to the Naval War College.
Yes.
By the way, you think we'll make that mistake between national and naval 1,000 times?
Absolutely.
Us.
We already said it was one of the oldest military colleges in the United States. So, Derek, will you start us out with a little history, please?
Glad to. So the college is located in Newport, Rhode Island. The goal has always been to offer an advanced course of professional study for naval officers.
And like everything else, there has to be someone that we can credit it for. His name was Commodore Stephen B. Luce. And like we mentioned, he viewed the college as a place for senior officers to study strategies, tactics, and operations from battles and wars throughout history.
I would say that learning from history is another theme that runs through this podcast. Would you guys agree?
Nice. Yes, I definitely would agree with that.
Between talking about old battles, and then there was the strategy of Sun Tzu. We've done a lot of history things.
Plus there's different weapons, different fighting styles.
I totally agree. Let's spend a minute learning about Commodore Luce, shall we?
Yes, I'll be glad to start. But let's name some sources. We used Britannica, a site called the sailinghalloffame.org, and need I say, Wikipedia.
See, I think we should rename it Friendopedia.
I think so, too. Everybody uses it, and it's our best friend.
I'm telling you, it's the easiest.
I thought I was your best friend.
You, too, are an easy and reliable source.
That's true.
Although Wiki is often not reliable. Okay, Sensei Jackie, keep it going.
Let's go back to Mr. Luce. He was born in 1827 and died in 1917. He thought a college dedicated to sea battles and strategies would make a stronger fleet, and founded it for postgraduate studies. Also, he was the first president of the Naval War College.
Oh, well, that's true. To add on to it, he also started out as a midshipman and was promoted all the way up to Rear Admiral by 1885.
Which is a lot of rank changes. A midshipman is what the other academies call a cadet. So it's a student in the academy. And then to get up to Rear Admiral, he went from ensign, lieutenant, lieutenant, junior grade, lieutenant commander, commander, captain. And then in that time, there was a rank called commodore in between captain and rear admiral. So he was all of those things. I think that's a pretty amazing career.
That is amazing. Do you want to tell us what happened to the commodore rank, or are we pushing?
It was abolished by Congress in 1899, and I don't really know why.
Like most things Congress do. We don't know why.
Well, if you're out there and you do know why, because we have some people from the Navy who listen.
Definitely.
Then you're going to tell us all over the web at Wildcat Dojo, except on Instagram at Wildcat Dojo Conversations, and on email at dojoconversations@AOL. So get in touch with us, folks. All right, we've got to get back to it. You going to pick it up, Sensei Derek?
Oh, sure, Sensei. To add on to it, he also served on many types of ships, including sloops, steamers, and gunboats.
Maybe one day we can take that information and talk about the evolution of ships.
I think that would be a really interesting thing for me to look at, even if we don't podcast about it. Because I've heard of all these kinds of ships.
So have I, but
I don't really know anything about any of them.
Nor
I. Ooh, what if we found an expert? Oh, that'd be cool.
A ship-spert.
Well, but back to Rear Admiral Luce. He served in the Civil War.
Wow. Remember that podcast that I listened to and that I always recommend to people? It's called History That Doesn't Suck.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. First off, I'm still an avid listener, and I just finished listening to the entire Civil War. And towards the end of the Civil War, in the Chesapeake Bay area and in the Gulf area, two huge naval battles played a big part in that war. I did not know that before I listened to this.
Nor did I.
Very interesting, isn't it?
Nice.
Yeah, I really recommend the podcast. Very easy to find. All right, Manon, let's push.
So as the war was winding down, he started to become involved in education. He started by becoming an inspector of training ships. Then he went on to direct training on a ship called the Minnesota and was a commander of midshipmen in 1865 to 1866 as the Civil War was coming to a close.
And they say that his idea for the college came from the fact that he realized that sailors could be better educated.
So hands-on training is what you're saying. He was there and he saw the need.
Us.
Right.
That's interesting.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I like that.
He was with the men.
Exactly.
So in 1863, he published a text called Seamanship, which quickly became the standard for naval education and, of course, was a principal textbook used when the Naval War College began in 1864.
Just saying, I've never really thought about textbooks in the 1800s, so that's kind of cool in my brain. It's just not the kind of thing you think of.
How'd they print them? Not from a computer.
No.
By hand.
Did they just write like...
No, it was way after Gutenberg. Don't get me started. Anyway, back to the Rear Admiral. Even though he retired in 1889, he stayed active in the Naval Institute, and he remained an advisor to the Naval War College. So now let's get back to the War College.
And I read that the first program, which was created by Rear Admiral Luce, was a four-year program for the development of a naval officer's career. Even today, the program grants its graduates either a diploma or a master's degree in national security and strategic studies. That's interesting to me. That is either a diploma or a master's degree. I feel that's two opposites.
In our brain, they sound very disparate.
That's right.
But I'm going to move on with the Naval War College. After Rear Admiral Luce retired, a man named Alfred Thayer Mahan took over. He made the school even more famous by, among other things, writing a historical book called The Influence of Sea Power Upon History, 1660 to 1783.
Wow.
I also read about his importance. He published that book in 1890.
So do we know a lot about Mr. Mahan?
Well, we know that he was born in 1840 and he died in 1914.
And I'll move on to the book. It was a compilation of his lectures and writings, and it has influenced people like Theodore Roosevelt and Henry Cabot Lodge, both of them famous world leaders. In fact, I read that his book shaped warfare at sea throughout the 20th century.
True. And I looked into his upbringing a little. His dad was a military academy professor, so it kind of makes sense that Mr. Mahan graduated from the Naval Academy at Annapolis in 1859.
So let's not mistake the Navy Academy in Annapolis for the Naval War College.
So it would be funny since he graduated before the Naval War College was even invented.
Exactly. So the Naval War College then wasn't the first academy to study the incorporation of the Navy. It was just now one of the more famous ones.
Right.
There are still, they are still training in Annapolis.
Oh, of course.
Very famous people there. Okay. What are we doing next?
Well, he ended up being in the Navy for 40 years. He became a captain in 1885 and was invited to lecture at the War College in 1886. A year later, he became president of the college and was in that job for 3 years.
And I'll also add that he advocated for sea power as the wave of future success in war. So it kind of goes without saying that he was a big influence in naval strategy. His strategies heavily influenced the sea battles in both world wars.
Okay, I'm just going to say the wave joke. I liked it. And we know a lot of wave jokes, so let's push without saying them.
I think that was, oh, okay, never mind. That was a little more on the lower end of the tide.
You guys are too salty.
Oh, stop. Please take us out of this, Sensei Jackie.
I will try to get us back on track. In 1887, the Naval War College introduced an elaborate program of war gaming. The college soon emerged as an internationally recognized laboratory for war planning and military operations. Tactical, operational, and even technical problems were routinely submitted to the college for solutions.
On a side note, this idea of like, it's a laboratory. So literally just running through simulations.
Yeah, and they're studying. It's really wild.
Now, needless to say, World War I interrupted studies at the Naval War College. And when the college reopened back in 1919, its programs focused on four major subjects: leadership, strategies, tactics, and policymaking. The Naval War College hosts an annual meeting called the Current Strategy Forum. I'm guessing they discuss strategy.
That was a strategic decision that you just made.
I mean, I could have said they were talking about waves, all the currents.
Oh, gosh. All right. I'm moving on. But we did do a couple of podcasts on strategy,
which is essentially planning your work and working your plan.
Thank you, Grandmaster Urban.
Yes.
Still, we'll tag a strategy episode or two into the show notes. Us?
Us.
Where are we?
I've got something interesting to add.
Hmm?
Us.
The Navy has three ships named in honor of the Rear Admiral Stephen B. Luce. All three were named the USS Luce. The first was commissioned from 1918 to 1936. The second from 1943 to 1945. And the last one from 1961 to 1995. The reason that there's been three USS Luce is because after a ship is decommissioned, it can be reused, unless it's retired.
Oh, thanks for that lesson, Landon. Can I also note here the different amounts of time that each one stayed in use? They're really different.
Ships.
From
1964 years, 18 years. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. From 1961 to 1995 is a really long time.
And also the time in between each time they used it.
True. You're right. Okay, we're almost done with this part, but before we finish up, Sensei Derek, don't you have a note about what the Naval War College is doing these days?
Well, Sensei, according to their site, the Naval War College today uses difficult and exacting programs to develop leaders. They have an entire college devoted to leadership. Another one is all about maritime operations, and yet another one for commanding and staffing. They even have online learning.
Which shows that they are trying to stay up with the times. They're not just staying back in what kind of strategies they did in 1872.
Oh, definitely. And I would be hard-pressed to find a college that didn't offer online learning these days, wouldn't you?
I can't imagine. I feel like there's too much you're missing out by not offering that.
100% agree. All right, we're going to push on here with a few famous graduates from the Naval War College. Us?
Us.
Us, Sensei.
Oh, I get to start this one. I love that. Did you guys know that the Naval War College has international graduates?
I didn't think about it, no.
No, Sensei. I didn't think about it.
Maybe we mentioned it in the War College one, that it had international programs as well. I'm not positive, but I feel like we
might
have.
Very possible. What must have been like over a year ago, though, so yeah. I don't know if I kept it.
Exactly. Don't worry, it'll come out on YouTube in a couple of minutes, and you can listen to it again. I'm slowly but surely working my way. Have you noticed?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to name a couple of the graduates. Guys, I just found this to be really intriguing. There's a man named Lai Chung Han, and he graduated from the Naval War College, and he currently serves as the chief of the Navy of Singapore.
Wow.
Right? And there's a vice admiral named Mark Mellett, who was the chief of staff for the Defense Forces of Ireland from 2015 to 2021.
Pretty cool that we mentioned him on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, this isn't going out till April, but it's still pretty cool. Now, who's picking up? Landon, do you have a famous person for me?
Yes. Alan Shepard was a naval aviator before becoming an astronaut. As an astronaut, he was a member of the Apollo 14 and Mercury Redstone 3 missions.
Wow, and he graduated from the Naval College? That's so cool. I'm going to mention Chester W. Nimitz real quick, because I read there he was a commander-in-chief in the Pacific during World War II.
Yes.
And I do know that there was a ship named after him. And I didn't look this up, but I believe it was one of the first nuclear
submarines
yes. out there.
Mm.
Very interesting, right?
Yes.
Very fun to take us to our next one. Where are we headed, Cynthia Jackie?
I'd like to talk about a woman named Nicole Malachowski. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. She was a pilot for the United States Air Force and the first woman to fly with the Thunderbirds, which is just an amazing thing to be able to do anyway. She was named the Stephen B. Luce Scholar because she was the honor graduate, number one honor graduate of the Naval War College. And after her time in the military, she was affected by a tick-borne disease. And today she's an advocate for people who have had tick-borne illnesses.
Mm.
Wow, that's a lot of cool accomplishments.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yes.
So I recently just came across my screen some of the fancy flying of the Thunderbirds. Maybe because I was looking up the Naval College because it just came across my screen. I saw a man landing a plane on a ship and he stood it straight up in the air at the edge of the deck and then laid it down. I'm watching it on a small screen and my heart stopped. Can you imagine being that person?
Not even.
Whew.
Especially, right? Especially when you're first learning it. You're like, once you master it, the feeling's not there anymore.
I vote there's always a feeling there. Are you kidding? You what is it? Massive tons of iron around you. And you're just one little thing in the middle of it. I mean, whew, just being on a small plane, let alone commanding a small plane, is an amazing thing. And a flying machine like that,
a fighter jet,
wow.
And then putting it on something so small as a ship.
Yikes. On the same video, there was a guy in the Thunderbirds who rode, and I can't tell you the inches, but in my screen, it looked like 2 inches, like it was on purpose, next to the other plane and then veered out.
Whoa.
I know. I was like, holy cow, stop. But we're going to move on to our next person who was a graduate. Right, Sensei Derek?
So I'll take this interesting woman. Her name is Margaret G. Kibben. She started out as a Navy chaplain.
Okay, stop, because that reminds me of our friend who also was a chaplain in the Army, and we interviewed her.
Surely did.
That was a fun one.
Oh, yes.
So we'll tag her interview and a shout out to Sensei Rebecca. Okay, sorry.
So some of the things I was able to find about Margaret G. Kibben was that she served as the 26th Chief of Chaplains of the United States Navy from 2014 to 2018. It says here that she started her active duty in the Navy in 1986.
Wow.
And among some of her degrees that she got was a BA in 1982 at the Goshier College and a Master's of Divinity and a Doctor of Ministry at the Princeton Theological Seminary.
Wow.
So.
And a graduate of the Naval War College.
Very well studied, very well educated.
Did you happen to notice what she's doing now?
Right now, she's a retired Rear Admiral, and she's been the chaplain to the House of Representatives since 2021.
Whenever I do these types of episodes where we study people, I'm amazed at how many ridiculously accomplished people we have never heard of.
Absolutely.
Us.
All of these people were very fun to read about and learn about.
I'd love to meet all of them.
I don't know. I can't even guess, you know, what circumstances that would be, but we meet a lot of interesting people. So there you go.
Maybe they might get recommended this podcast from like a friend of a friend. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Maybe reach out.
She'll call us. That would be so hilarious and wonderful. All right, guys. I think we've covered the Naval War College. Do you think we did?
I think so, Sensei.
Yes.
Any last minute stuff?
It was so awesome to learn about it.
I liked it. I liked learning about it. And there are a couple more. So
nice.
I'm not saying a year, but I'm saying I'll get to it or you will one of these days. Us.
Yes.
We've got some end of the show stuff to do. Let's start with
Honor Athletics, of course.
Okay. Cynthia's wonderful.
You can contact her at 770-945-5150.
Or you can scroll down in our notes, click the link, or you can see her on the web at honor-athletics.com.
Please mention us, Wildcat Dojo. You get a 10% discount and I get a little credit for it. So thank you. And while you're thinking of us, if you were so crazy and bored, you could scroll down your show notes and click the support the show link. And of course, support the show that way. We would appreciate it.
We certainly would.
So thank you for thinking of it. So it's time for me to start thank yous. I don't even know where to begin. Let's start with you, Sensei Derek. Thanks for being here, but we've treated you like a regular forever now, right?
Thank you for having me. I'm glad that I was able to stop by and be on the show.
Absolutely. So we never thank Landon because he's crew, but I do want to say that I happen to know personally that Landon is in a ridiculously busy portion of his life,
yes,
which isn't going to lighten up anytime soon. So it's always a pleasure when you can take an hour out and hang.
Nice. I'm glad to be here.
And now it's you and me, gorgeous.
Well, I'm going to say it was a pleasure, and I'll see you all next week.
And I'm going to sign us out.
Thanks for being here. Hope you join us again next week on Wildcat Dojo Conversations.